Put new dyes in your washing machine. Finest dyes you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
I should be getting on upstairs, Trudy.
Oh, well, it's early yet, Ross. And besides, it's so very nice and cool here out on the porch.
Much cooler than the apartment upstairs, no doubt about that.
Well, then, what's the rush?
Well, might be some messages from the doctor's service. I should check on them.
Use the phone in our place, Ross. It'll only take a minute.
Well, I could, I suppose, only... Well, there's someone who might call my number direct. Matter of fact, it's your sister.
Nater?
I don't think there's anything to it, really, but Chucky had a slight accident earlier this evening.
Why, what happened?
Oh, he slipped getting out of the tub and evidently fell backward, hit his head. I don't think it was anything serious, but Nater was very upset.
When did it happen?
Oh, I should say around 6 o'clock.
Well, what makes you think she'll call this late? You've only been down here half an hour, Ross. And I'm sure if Maida thought it was something very serious, she'd have let you know by now.
Well, you never know with these head injuries.
Why, what do you mean?
Sometimes a seemingly innocuous bump on the head can develop into something.
Well, Ross, if you thought that, why didn't you tell us so?
Well, I really don't think anything serious will develop. And I saw no reason for upsetting Maida any more than she was when I talked with her.
I'm a little surprised at Maida having phoned you.
Well, why should you be?
Well, perhaps Ted wasn't at home when Chucky had the accident.
That I couldn't say. But even if he were, Trudy, why should he object to Maida phoning me?
Why should he object? It's a rather silly question to ask, isn't it, Ross? He knows as well as I do. And I think as well as you do that Maida is still pretty crazy about you.
You realize now, don't you, Ross, that it was a mistake to have mentioned Maida's name or anything connected with her to her sister, Trudy. You don't want to discuss Maida with anyone. But you're going to have to. You'll be forced to. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals. But my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Does. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Does next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two modern detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Does gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Does does everything and does right by your hands. Get Does today. You'll say it, too.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Surely, Ross, you must have been the first to realize Maida's feelings towards you.
Don't you think, Trudy, that you're reading something into nothing.
Now, you're not answering my question. You're merely asking me a question.
I told you, didn't I, some time ago, that before Maida left for England, I'd closed the door to the past, as far as your sister's concerned.
I don't think you can be quite so blind that you haven't been able to see what Maida's been doing. That you haven't noticed. That you haven't been aware that the door is no longer closed. Maida has opened it.
What makes you think so?
Oh, Ross, you know it as well as I do.
Trudy, I'm sorry I even mentioned your sister's name. I know it's like waving a red flag in front of you. As long as I've known the two of you, you... Oh, let's not talk any more about it.
I've what, Ross?
Oh, please, Trudy, don't insist on my talking about me.
As long as you've known us, I have what, Ross?
Do I have to tell you? Don't you know? You more or less resented her.
Sometimes I think I hate her.
You don't mean that.
Yes, I do. Ross, what is it? What is it that you find so attractive about her? All she has to do is to crook her little finger and you come running.
I wonder if I could make you understand, Trudy.
Understand what?
I think Maida is one of the most unhappy women I know.
And you feel sorry for her. Is that what you want me to think?
I think it's a pity that she's unable to cope with her problem.
Then I suppose you've appointed yourself as her problem solver. But, Ross, you seem to forget that if Maida is really unhappy, if she is in a mess, and I doubt it, she got herself into it, and it's up to her to get herself out of it.
Most of us are responsible for the problems we have. But on the other hand, Trudy, don't you think that if we can be of some help to another person...
No, wait. Before you go on, Ross, tell me, in what way can you possibly help Maida? Certainly you can't advise her about her marriage. And as for Chucky, well, he has a father. And I'm sure Ted would resent any interference from you or anyone else on that score.
You have a way, Trudy, of putting me on the defensive. Why should I have to account to you for what I do?
Well, I wish you hadn't said that, Ross.
You left me no choice.
I suppose Maida was right when she told me the other evening that I was being ridiculous. Ridiculous in thinking that you could ever be fond of me.
Maida said that?
Yes. And a great deal more.
What did you say? What have you been saying, Trudy?
Nothing, really.
I can't understand why Maida should even talk about me to you. Unless she had some provocation.
Well, perhaps she thought, and even you might think, that she had provocation. When I heard her tell Papa that she was going to leave Ted for Chucky's sake, well, I'm afraid I lost my temper. If she leaves Ted, she's not thinking as much about her son as she is about herself.
That's what I thought for a long time, Trudy. But I'm beginning to believe that Chucky means a great deal more to her than any of us can possibly realize.
She certainly has sold you a bill of goods, hasn't she? Well, thank goodness there's one person who hasn't been fooled, and that's her husband. He knows her better than any of us. He's always known her. And I think she's always known him for what he is. Why she married him, well, that's something perhaps you can answer better than I. Because she didn't have to.
That's right, she didn't. And you know, Trudy, if it hadn't been for you, I don't think she would have.
Me? What have I got to do with it?
A great deal. You don't think I've forgotten, do you? The times you talked with me before Maida decided to marry Ted.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do. Not once, but several times, you told me how important it was to the family, to Chucky, that Maida marry the father of her child. You went so far, Trudy, as to ask me to talk to her.
Just what are you trying to say, Ross?
Well, I could be wrong, and Trudy, I don't want to hurt you. But I think I would have said a great deal more to Maida. How I felt about her. If you hadn't made me so conscious of the fact that Chucky should bear his real father's name.
You don't mean what you're saying, Ross. You can't. Why, you used to tell me that if Maida cared anything about you at all, she'd never have married Ted. Well, you thought for a time that what Ted represented, his position, his money, that they were more important to Maida than you were. And now you're telling me that...
I'm sorry, Trudy.
No, there's nothing really to be sorry about. It's all so clear what's happened. Maida's got you twisted around her finger. And she's let you know that she's still crazy about you. And you've fallen for it, hook, line, and sinker.
Trudy.
Now, don't try to deny it, Ross. Oh. No, I don't blame you. How can I? I think you could have forgotten about her. That she wouldn't let you. Well, Ross, you just mark my words. There's trouble ahead, real trouble. I only hope that you have sense enough to keep out of it.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White, white washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white, white washes without red hands.
Have you noticed a difference in your hands after using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So for white, white washes without red hands, get Does today. Ted White keeps an appointment with Dr. Hewitt, child psychologist, in the next episode of The Guiding Light with Leslie Woods and Joan Allison, brought to you by the new Does.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing for Procter & Gamble, the makers of the new Dove.